Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is September 22, 2025, and here are our top stories. AI anthropomorphization, gigawatt data center, AI virus design, quantum computing, breakthrough. AI anthropomorphization. The U.S. Federal Trade Commission launched an investigation in September, focusing on AI-driven chatbots designed to act as companions or friends. This investigation seeks to determine if these systems manipulate users, gather intimate data, or exploit users in mentally vulnerable situations. A commission has been authorized to conduct extensive studies, examining the practices of companies including Alphabet, Character Technologies, Stashams, Meta Platforms, OpenAI, OPCO, Snap, and XAI. This initiative highlights concerns about the ethical implications of AI companions and the need for oversight to protect user privacy and well-being. Gigawatt Data Center. Elon Musk's XAI is ambitiously planning Colossus 2, which aims to be the largest AI data center globally with a power capacity of 1 gigawatt by the third quarter of 2025. While expected to surpass Meta and Anthropic in computing capacity, it will still lag behind OpenAI's total capacity, according to SemiAnalysis. The company is rapidly constructing a 200-megawatt data center in Memphis and cleverly bypasses local obstacles by generating energy in neighboring Mississippi. XAI faces challenges with high staff turnover, limited external revenue, and weak market acceptance. Meanwhile, their API model, Grok 4, offers fewer capabilities compared to competitors at the same price. AI virus design. A research team from California has reportedly engineered new viruses using artificial intelligence, capable of destroying bacteria. This breakthrough lays the groundwork for AI-designed lifeforms. As detailed by MIT Technology Review, researchers from Stanford University and the nonprofit Arc Institute crafted new genetic codes for viruses with AI and successfully brought several to life. This work, published in a preprint paper, represents the first generative design of complete genomes. From 302 AI-designed genomes, 16 began replicating and destroying E. coli bacteria. Jeff Buke, a biologist at NYU Langone Health, lauded this as a significant first step. The technology could lead to innovative treatments, like phage therapy for bacterial infections or more effective viruses for gene therapy. However, the researchers emphasized avoiding training the AI with human pathogens to mitigate risks. Quantum computing breakthrough. A significant leap towards the realization of a powerful quantum computer has been achieved by researchers at the University of New South Wales in Australia. They've tackled a major challenge by enabling individual atomic nuclei to communicate within a standard silicon chip. This paves the way for scalable quantum processors compatible with the semiconductor industry's manufacturing methods. Quantum computers derive their computing power from qubits, the smallest units of quantum information, which are highly sensitive. The research team used phosphorus atoms implanted in ultra-pure silicon, where the nuclear spin acts as a stable qubit. By utilizing electrons as intermediaries, atomic nuclei now communicate over a distance of 20 nanometers, aligning with today's computer chip scale. This innovation connects the atomic precision of qubits with mainstream silicon technology, laying the groundwork for quantum processors beyond specialized labs. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.